Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Germanna Community College, our focus this morning, and a really interesting show. We're going to talk about filling the gap in skills jobs and how Germanna is doing this. And we have a couple of guests. Dr. Shauna Gray, the Vice President of Academic Affairs and Workforce Development from Germanna, is here. Dr. Gray, good to have you back this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Ted. Thank you for having us back. We're excited.
You always have such interesting... You deal with an area that's just such an area where there's just so much... really practical things, and that's what we're going to get into this morning. Also in this morning, Dalrymple, he's he's with the Cedar Mountain Stone Quarry in Rapidan, and has been involved with what we're going to get into this morning. Ed, it's great to meet you. Good morning.
Ed, it's good to meet you, and I also sit on the Community College State Board, so I work with workforce programs there as well.
And we're going to really get in and talk about this infrastructure academy that is coming to Germanna Community College. Dr. Gray, I'll start with you because there is such a gap in finding these jobs, and I think by the end of this morning, we're really going to see that there's a path for a lot of people to get some things.
Yes, thanks, Ted. So, from 2019 to 2020, the community college system as a whole offered about 38,000 different types of trainings. And we know that the pandemic has impacted how we deliver courses and the offering. But in conjunction with what happened yesterday, the president signed a $1 trillion infrastructure bill. We know that Virginia is prime to provide the training within our 23 colleges and 40 campuses throughout the state, and really offer the jobs that are in high demand at this current moment. So when we used to think about infrastructure, we used to just think about roads and railways, but now we need to think about how we're connecting people from whatever area that they live in to well-paying jobs, to healthcare, and to the ability to have a life. So when you look at what we currently offer, it doesn't necessarily make sense to duplicate our efforts if there's a community college in Richmond or in
Tidewater.
anywhere that has the same process. So really, key to the infrastructure bill that was signed yesterday at the presidential level, increasing broadband is going to be the number one thing. And then allowing people to see themselves in the jobs that we need right now.
And Ed, this is where I know you really come in, just because businesses are looking for people trained to be able to fill these jobs.
Looking for people trained or for people that we can train. I mean, as a business, I understand that I have a need for an employee. And if I need to have that employee trained, I'm willing to do it. Put them together with the community college and train them to be a heavy equipment operator or electrician, mechanic, all the different needs that we have in the construction industry.
Well, in Germanna years ago got involved with the asphalt program.
That's right.
And that has proven to be just really a game changer.
Yep, it's one of the most successful credential programs in the state, and it works with the construction industry, the Asphalt Association, the Department of Transportation, and it assures that the proper quality is followed in the paving and the mixes that are used on the road. So it's like a huge quality assurance program, if you want to look at it that way.
Well, and people take the training, and they get the training at Germanna and go out and just get some fabulous jobs and a career.
Yeah, people that we have put through the program are able to run an asphalt plant and fix an asphalt plant. They're able to design the mixes that we're going to use in the lab and test what we make. And they're able to go out on the road and place the mix and make sure that we have the proper compaction and smoothness on it. And all of those things combined can make a road last 15, 20 years rather than a road that would last just 5 years.
I never, when this first came out and developed and Germana was part of it. I mean, this was really for Germana to become part of this was just terrific, and for people in this region, just provides training and apprenticeships where they can jump in and get involved in things.
Yeah, they can get involved. We can have mentoring programs.
Yeah,
and we've got to realize that the industry as we age, people start to retire, and we need to be able to replace those. So the programs can have the development of those types of things where we have a mentor work with an employee and show him the skills that he's learned.
But Dr. Gray, apprenticeships and just the fact that you're involved in that and not just even with the asphalt program and just with the whole workforce development, that's what makes what Germana offers just so practical.
Yeah, the apprenticeships really give people all of those scenarios. They experience them for the 2 to 4 years that they're in the program. So when someone shows up to your house to fix your HVAC system, believe me, they've worked on one before. So yeah, that's the last thing you want is someone that's only seen it on TV or on a YouTube video. But our apprenticeship programs will range. We have them in welding, plumbing, construction, core craft. And we know that tied to this Infrastructure Academy that we'll be able to expand those areas, offer more credentials, looking for a way to really make sure that people have the training that they need and the skills. But also we need to really look at the length of time some of these programs takes, because people are not going to commit to something to say, I'm going to do this and it's going to be 4 years from now before I'm actually out in the field working. Mm. So we have to look at how we can provide all of the training and get people into the workplace. Ed mentioned something that, you know, we all hate to admit it, but we're getting older every day. And what we're seeing now is that we have an aging workforce, and people like Ed, we need those mentorships. We need those apprenticeships so that we can continue to have to enjoy all the quality of life. That means when I go to the grocery store, that there's actually toilet paper on the shelf.
Right, right.
Ted, we had our first steering committee meeting yesterday for this whole Infrastructure Academy across the state. One of the things that came out in the meeting was the need for these programs to be quick so that we don't have there are a lot of people that need to change the jobs or want to change the jobs they're in, and they have to make a living, so they can't just go to school for 2 years. And so we need programs that can either be working while they take the programs, or they're quick programs.
Will they be some of them online, or how will that all work?
Some will be online, some will be in person in a very short period of time. Some welding programs are 40-hour programs, so they can be done in a few weekends.
If someone wants to find out more information, Dr. Gray, about the Apprenticeship Academy, just go to the Germana website. That's the best way to do it.
Go to the Germana website, or you can email Ben Sherman. It's bsherman@germana.edu.
Okay, bsherman@germana.edu. We're talking Germana Community College this morning and this Infrastructure Academy. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Miss an episode of Town Talk? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We're talking about an Infrastructure Academy coming to Germana Community College this morning. Ed Dalrymple is here along with Dr. Shoshana Gray from Germana. The Academy, Dr. Gray, will it be at all the Germana sites, just depending on where it needs to be, or will it be at one particular spot?
It will not be at a particular site. We do offer specific trainings in areas where we have some more expensive equipment, and we have some equipment that's just not mobile. So we'll be offering courses, of course, at our Fraycat Center in Central Park, at DTC. We offer some classes at the Carver Center in Culpeper. we've been working with VDOT to actually expand our CDL program. So now we can offer the classroom portion of the CDL training at our Locust Grove campus.
Okay.
So that will actually get some more truck drivers on the road, which is also something that we desperately need in this area.
When we talk about that and the whole supply chain thing with what you do just in real life with Cedar Mountain Stone Quarry in Rapidan, Ed, are you dealing with supply chain things?
Oh, yeah. We have supply chain issues on everything from big dozers or the excavators where we might need a part. And recently we're finding that it's 6, 8, 12 weeks for a part. So if we have a machine that's down for that period of time, we lose a tremendous amount of production. CDL drivers that Dr. Gray just mentioned is a huge area that we need to have more drivers on, not only for construction business, but for the warehouses and delivery systems. It's probably one of the single biggest demand across the state right now.
Boy, this infrastructure academy, when you start to think about it and you just the everyday things that we're dealing with really does in a not so small way is going to play a big role in, you know, maybe us getting back to where we should be.
Well, it's more than just construction. It's more than just the infrastructure. So our steering committee is made up of construction associations, working with the community college system, Dominion Energy, with their demands for wind power, for solar, and for generation stations or electric stations, and broadband association with the broadband that's got to be installed in the last mile in so many places. So the people in the Infrastructure Academy can work in all those areas.
Dr. Gray, this has got to be exciting for you.
It's very exciting because it really has forced us to really take a look at what trainings we're offering and expand those trainings and to really provide that, you know, in time need for training. So one thing that we haven't mentioned is how cyber plays a role in infrastructure. It's not infrastructure, as Ed says, but it is, because we're going to be, you know, communicating and also teaching online, and we need to have secure networks to make sure that that when we're moving goods from place to place, that there's no one in the background trying to prohibit that from happening. But Germana actually is going to be offering some very new programs beginning in January, Ted, that I wanted to tell you about. And these are logistics, intro to logistics, intro to materials management, warehouse and distribution management, international and supply chain management, and transportation management. Students can take all of the courses, or they can take one. The courses will meet online synchronously one night a week, and they'll have assignments. And beginning January 31st, ending in May, you could take all of those courses. And these are the types of certificates that will allow businesses to hire you to go in and really work in their warehouses and ensuring that these goods or services are moved from place to place. We'll also be offering credit for prior learning, which is something that people don't always know about. So when people have some on-the-job training and experience that they've had, if they've been in the military, we can also give credit for prior learning for that. And that speeds someone up from the time they start training until the time they complete training. That's also going to help us as we, again, look at our aging workforce.
Yeah.
In free community college for a lot of workforce programs. It's a fantastic opportunity for somebody to come in. They don't have to take all the courses at once. They can come in and take them as they need them, as their job may demand, and come in, take some courses, go away, do some work, come back in. And really in the construction industry, when you look at who our superintendents and managers are, their people that started out in the very low section of the program became operators. They had other skills so they could read plans and develop into a management system. And all of our systems now, whether it be working on a piece of equipment or running a piece of equipment, are electronically controlled by satellites, GPS systems. If you look at a road job or an airport, you'll see people running machines that are controlled by feeds from satellites to the model that they're building.
Well, I just think if you're a student, especially getting out, or even if you have gotten out and are just trying to figure out what you want to do, there are some real opportunities here to, you know, like we said earlier, yeah, build a career, and in not too much time. And that's what you mentioned, that Dr. Gray, a lot of times people don't have the time to be able to spend 2 and 3 years to be taking classes. You can take these along with whatever else you're doing, and who knows.
Ted, it's estimated that Virginia will need 30,000 new jobs within the next 10 years associated with infrastructure, and that's on the lower end. I could actually see that much higher as we look at our aging workforce. So just to know that within the next 10 years, we're going to need 30,000 jobs just to help us maintain our quality of life. We need to be providing that training now, and we need to make sure that students know where we are. We have Fast Forward funding. We have G3 funding. G3 funding is last dollar funding, so if students have other types of aid they're eligible for, that will be applied to their account first. But all of these things get us to someone getting the training they need at a very minimal cost to themselves, and then having jobs that really change the trajectory of their family as far as the financial impact.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because sometimes someone may say, I'd like to do this, but I can't afford college. Talk to somebody. You might be able to.
Not only talk to somebody, but Germana and all the other colleges have foundations that will help you. So that if you get in, or if mm-hmm. you come in the door and you need a little help, there's help there. And to me, that's the most fantastic thing there is. I believe Germana helped 751 students last year, which is fantastic. That just makes me shiver when I think about it.
Boy, that is. That's helping a lot of families, yeah. and who knows. Boy, and I think of what would just the asphalt program, and that started, I'm thinking, was 5-6 years ago, or with the way
it was with a governor's grant, and Germana and the Asphalt Association got one grant, and the other grant went out to the power company co-ops and became a power company program down in Southside, another very successful program.
And I look at that, and I think the world was a much different place then. And at that time, that was a great program. Now it really is, and it has kind of spawned. You've seen that works, and there are other areas now that this can all work in.
And that's what this Infrastructure Academy is the outgrowth of,
yeah,
of that. When we realized that the colleges can develop programs to teach people in what the businesses need. The businesses can identify what their needs are, go to the college, and there's 23 colleges, and in this case, they can all work together. They don't have to be 23 independent colleges. They can be a coalition of colleges that work together and provide a service.
And boy, a service for you, because I think of you and other business people who need some of these, some specific skill sets, and this is where you can get it.
Yep, it is. The other area I think we're going to see in the future is the CTE centers. In the CTE centers, we've got kids that are coming through high school that realize that they aren't going to go on to a four-year program, and they're getting some training. So if we can reach into the CTE centers and develop relationships with seniors, and as they come forward, we can get them right into the industry.
This is the kind of thing the parents should be talking to their kids about, or keeping track of, as you talk about and think about ways of directing your kids, talk to them about these kind of things.
My plant operator in our Mitchell's asphalt plant, we signed him when he was senior and graduated. He now runs the asphalt plant by himself. So he went from being a 18-year-old to now he's 20, and he's running the plant by himself, doing a super job.
20 years old running a plant.
Yeah. It's pretty neat to see.
Yeah.
Can't even drink yet.
Still, and those were kind of things that you, in recent years up until now, you just didn't see those kind of things.
No,
but
that's
now
right.
You can get this, you can get this kind of training.
Yeah. Yeah. And I give the credit to Germana and a little guy called Ben Sherman that Dr. Gray mentioned. He had that vision. He worked with other companies in the area and developed the apprenticeship programs that we're using.
Dr. Gray, I think of just how workforce has just changed. At the beginning, years ago, when we started doing programs, what Germana was offering, it was pretty unique then. You look at this now, and just especially with the needs, boy, this really is something that the parents need to be thinking about with their kids and talking about it.
You know, we have to take what it almost feels like a stigma off career and technical education and let people know that your career path is your career path, and whether that's a 4-year degree, a 2-year degree, some certificates that you got along the way, that is what you chose, and Germana can provide that for you. I think a lot of times when we're involved with career fairs, we see students that, I want to go to a 4-year and I want to transfer.
Yeah.
But there are great jobs. There are great jobs. And they're jobs that pay probably, you know, comparable salaries to what I make in career and technical education. And so there's no stigma there.
No.
Those are great jobs that will provide for your family.
I think we had Senator Kaine was at the Fredericksburg campus the other day, and he mentioned how important it is for the community college system to identify the need to support the workforce program, not to make it so it's equal to an academic program, so that we have the support for the equipment and for the training for the instructors.
The only question now is, Dr. Gray, with the Infrastructure Academy, is there going to be a football team? this could be the opportunity for the Germana, the Infrastructure football team. Think about it. Just put it on the back burner.
I got it right here, Ted.
Again, if people want more information on this, Ben Sherman was the person to contact at Germana. bsherman@germana.edu.
Yeah, we also have an enrollment lab at germana.edu. They'll answer any of your questions. You can, no question is too insane for us, we'll answer them all.
Do you have a one-stop center? Is that what it's called?
Yes, we have a one door, and that means that we take students when a student doesn't know what they want to study, whether they're going into workforce training and certificates or into our 2-year associates transfer programs. We really want to make it as easy as possible for people to get to us. So you don't need to know anything except that you want some type of education.
Yeah, yeah.
And Ted, Germana's one door or one stop program, the counselors with them are thought of as being some of the best systems across the state. They have the opportunity so that when somebody walks in, they become part of the family.
We are talking Germana Community College this morning. We're going to continue to talk about this infrastructure program. I also want to talk with Dr. Gray about a grant that she helped get to help African-American students. We'll do that when we come back, too. Ed Dalrymple and Dr. Shoshana Gray here this morning. It is Germana Community College and this Infrastructure Academy. More on Newstalk 1230 WFVA. It is 8:31.
I had the radio on. I'm listening to
Talk Done Right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Germana Community College and this Infrastructure Academy, our focus this morning. Ed Dalrymple is here. He's with Cedar Mountain Stone Quarry in Rapidan, but has been would a consultant be, would that be one term to use for you, Adam? You've been really involved in all of this.
I have, and part of it's because I serve on the foundation of Germana Community College,
okay,
as well as the state board for the community college systems. And seeing the need for the workforce.
You are a true asset to Germana and just for people in this area. Dr. Shoshana Gray, also here, the Vice President of Academic Affairs and Workforce Development at Germana Community College. We've thrown around some terms here this morning, and you talked a little bit about getting a CDL. And describe what that is just for people who may not be aware.
A CDL is a truck driver. It is the training for a truck driver to drive an 18-wheeler. It is one of the more expensive programs across the state, and it's one of the more difficult programs to be a part of. You've got to really concentrate on your training, on your driving skills, on checking the equipment that you're driving, and you actually get out on the road and drive with people after you're through a portion of the training. It's difficult enough that on a normal apprentice program, where we would have an apprentice working during the day and then going to school for nights or weekends with some of the courses in the CDL program, we've got to have the apprentice do that full time, and it takes about 4 to 6 weeks to get through the program.
But 4 to 6 weeks, as I've
it's intense.
That's not as long as I would have thought.
No, it isn't. But you, when you think about that experience, you want to make sure you're trained right.
I mean,
that person's driving a 84,000-pound vehicle next to you out on the highway.
And I mean, there's a real need, as there's a need in so many areas that you've talked about. But boy, people getting a CDL license is so important.
People have trucks parked because they can't get drivers for them. So you've got a unit that may be worth a couple hundred thousand dollars that's simply parked because they can't get somebody to drive.
And because of that, a lot of times, something that might be that you're used to having on the shelf at the local store isn't there because that truck is parked.
Can't get that box out of the port. The ship brought the cargo in, but we can't get it out of the port because we don't have the drivers.
These were all things. I mean, for you and what you do, you deal at a real local level with a lot of these things. But a lot of these things we've never even thought of. We've never given it a second thought until now.
But and that's kind of like making blacktop.
Starts
with a stone. I have to blow up something and start with a stone and then mix it all together. And all the components are no different than a culinary program. Baking a cake, I'm taking different size products and mixing them together.
Yeah.
So it's all a process.
The other term that you and Dr. Grave have talked about this morning is about CTE centers. And talk about what that's all about, or both of you.
So CTE centers are career and technical education centers, and we're very fortunate in this region that our local high schools offer programs designed for students that want to get that technical education training. What we don't see is the ability to look at it regionally or holistically. So in Culpeper, they may be offering culinary and automotive, but Madison County might want to offer automotive, but it's just too expensive and they don't have the equipment. So we were very fortunate that a few weeks ago at the superintendent's forum, Dr. Gullickson, our president, announced that Germana would sponsor a regional CTE coordinator about the next 18 months. And that position is really going to inventory all of our existing career and technical education programs and look to determine if there's a way that we can transport students to areas where the equipment exists, they have trained faculty to teach the courses, and really provide students the training that they want to have while they're in high school, so that Ed can hire them at 18 and they can make more money than me.
I think that the other thing, Ted, is that all of the CTE systems, or all the school systems, are different a little bit.
Yeah.
Madison's a little different than Culpeper, Orange, Spotsylvania, Stafford. They're all different. So the thing that a school like Germana has to do is come to an agreement with each of those school systems on how they're going to interact in them. And that's difficult. That's not just easy to do.
Right. But Germana has a history of being able to do that.
We work really hard because we understand how important it is to provide the citizens in our region the training that they need to enjoy their lives. So with this regional CTE coordinator position, we really want to, like Ed said, tap into what a school has that's unique in that area, figure out how we can logistically transport students back and forth, and that these students can really begin to see themselves in well-trained, high-quality programs, and think about how living in the region with those skills, they give back to the region, and this area really blossoms.
That's an interesting point, that somebody can somebody, you mentioned Madison, you can get this training at Culpeper or wherever through the Germana's offering, and you can go back home and you can stay there and make a good salary and also contribute to just the economy, you know, in you don't have to go somewhere else.
You don't have to go somewhere else. Virginia offers it all. You know, we have Four Seasons. We have beaches.
Yes.
So when you think about being in this area, we really want to figure out how we can tie our trainings to the needs of businesses like Ed's. And then that really changes how we live and bloom in this area.
And the businesses have to realize that if they have a need, they can come to Germana or they can come to any one of their community colleges and say, hey, I have this need. This is the type of training I need. And the school can put that together. I know we've mentioned Madison, but I know in Madison this past year, you've got a core craft that has been developed and is being taught in the system. I think there's 30-some students taking the core craft. And the core craft is just getting you ready so that you can understand all the basics that you might need to the need for coming to work on time, the need for being able to understand what somebody's written, how to be able to work with others. It's core craft. It's really well.
Germana just is situated in such a unique area because, I mean, you take a look at what's offered in the Fredericksburg area, Locust Grove, or even over in Culpeper, all far different kind of places. But you're able to offer this kind of training and these kind of courses to everybody.
So Ted, we really have tapped into online resources during the pandemic. We do know that some of our asphalt training needs to be offered in a face-to-face region.
Mm-hmm.
During the pandemic, we had students that drove to Fraycat Center in Culpeper. They literally took their exams in their cars. Someone collected the exams and graded them, and they kept moving through the program.
Wow.
So the pandemic has really allowed us to take a step back to see we can change to provide what people need, and we need to be able to do that very quickly. So workforce really positions us to do that. Because if I wanted to offer a funeral science associate's degree, I'd have to go through about 18 months of approvals from the local board all the way to the state board.
Mm-hmm.
But if I want to offer this quick, you know, logistics, supply chain demand, I just need to get a curriculum, find a qualified faculty to teach that, and I can have that up. Literally, in the last 2 months, we've got these five courses that I listed earlier ready to go, waiting on students. And that's the great thing. We can provide that training to you as quickly as you bring the need to us.
You have a system called Canvas, too, that allows you to train or put the courses on. Canvas also allows you to do checks on how the student's learning. You can go partway through and then make sure that the student has retained what they've seen. That makes a big difference. Our asphalt programs in person passing rate is lower than the passing rate on Canvas because Canvas has allowed you to, it makes you stop and think about it. So
yeah,
it's learning systems have changed too, Ted.
As you've seen the asphalt program continue to grow and develop, you've got to be thrilled with
oh, yeah,
how it continues to go along.
No, it is, and it's like I'm the fourth generation in this business, and I'm in the business because I like to build things. Well, I'm kind of building careers with these students and the apprentices, and anybody that likes to build something likes to look back at the end of the day on what they've accomplished. That's the person that we're seeing out there, our best employee is that type of person, somebody that has a vision to look at the airport. We're about to start a 1,000-foot runway extension at Stafford. When we're done, we're going to look at that runway and say, yeah, we built it. It's pretty neat.
You're kind of the father of this asphalt program. This is kind of exciting. And then the next time someone's talking to me about supply chain and and woe is me, I'm going to think of you and get you back in here to do a show to talk about this, because there really are, you can fill in some gaps.
Yeah, we can, and there are things that we don't always know because we're, you know, going to meetings and sitting in our offices all day. But as Ed mentioned, if you have a need in your business, let Germana know. We will figure it out. And this is what the Infrastructure Academy is really going to be designed for. Statewide, we want to supply all those needs. And we don't need to recreate the wheel, because the wheel may exist, but it may exist in Tidewater. So we'll connect you with Tidewater to make sure that your business stays on track.
Quick break. We're going to come back and wrap this up. I do want to talk to you real quick about this grant that you got, Dr. Gray. We'll do that and wrap it up and talk about again about the Infrastructure Academy and how you can get involved. Dr. Shoshana Gray from Germana at Dalrymple here this morning. Quick break. We'll wrap it up on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Opinions. We've all got them. And we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving for daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Germana Community College, our focus this morning. Before we get out of here, we're going to talk about this Infrastructure Academy again and just how you can get involved, or maybe someone you know. But Dr. Shoshana Gray, the Vice President of Academic Affairs and Workforce Development, little bird told me that you got this is pretty exciting, that a $2.2 million award from the U.S. Department of Education to help African American students. Talk a little bit about that, Dr. Gray, because that's pretty cool.
So it actually does have some connection to Infrastructure Academy, but what we wrote this grant, Dr. Ray, Dr. Aaron Finney, we looked at the fact that African-American students tend to be underrepresented in STEM fields, and we wanted to know why. Mm-hmm. So instead of blaming the student for not being prepared or looking at it as an issue of the student, we want to look at it in the reverse of what can the institution do to improve student success once the student is on board. So we're going to review our entire curricula to see if there are any areas that might contribute to systemic racism embedded in the curriculum. We're going to hire an instructional designer that will actually go into all the Canvas shells, Ed, and make sure that they are aligned and ADA compliant for students that may have any disability. We're also going to be hiring a workplace internship advisor, so someone that can tell a student, if this is the career field you're going in, here are the career paths, and here's an internship that will provide you some of the skills that you will need once you get onto that job. Ed mentioned just a few moments about CoreCraft, but we want to embed what we're going to call in our level one into our entire curriculum. So whether that's workforce or transfer programs, we want students to know the value of showing up on time, having a resume, working with others, working in a team. And so all of our courses will have some aspect of workplace learning embedded in them in the next few years through the duration of the grant. With this grant, we're also going to be able to hire faculty fellows, so we'll be able to bring in some additional faculty and give those people that in classroom experience. So almost like an apprenticeship, we're going to hire new graduates in master's degree fields, let them teach for a year, provide them a mentor so that they understand all the aspects of teaching, not just going into the classroom, and then hopefully springboard those people into their career paths as well. So I think that the way that Germana looks at issues in the community is that how can we solve them? And so whether through this grant, which is an amazing feat, we interviewed our project director last week, so that person will be coming on board in December. But we'll really be having some advisory committees, just like the Infrastructure Academy, so people can come in and tell us what they need, what areas they're challenged in, and then it's our job to provide the education and training.
And Germana is one of the most forward-thinking schools in the state. I see all 23 schools, and if you look at Germana, it's not the biggest school, but it's probably the one that's at the head of how we get students enrolled and how we support those students.
It's most aggressive.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Very great.
I can see a future show, Dr. Gray, with all of this. This just sounds fascinating. One of the things as we wrap up here, nursing has always been associated with Germana. We've got a VA hospital coming here, and there's always you always hear that just nationally about a nursing shortage.
Yeah, Ted. Unfortunately, the pandemic really took a lot of nursing. Some people quit because of burnout. Some people just found that they could do travel nursing and work a few hours and make more money. So Germana has been working with our state board, also our local board. There's some funds at the federal level that we're trying to tap into. We would like to double the number of students in our nursing programs right now. When our LPN, RN, PN programs, we have about 400 students. Even if we double the number of students, Ted, and they successfully graduate, we won't have the capacity in our regions, which means we won't have the number of nurses we need to sustain people like me getting old. So this is just a drop in the bucket, but we're going to need to look at this new building that we're going to have in our Locust Grove campus. We're going to need to expand in Stafford County in order to really provide the number of nurses that we need to sustain our healthcare systems.
And Ted, the buildings are different than the classrooms I went to school in, or you went to school in. They aren't classrooms; mm-hmm. They're laboratories.
Yeah,
they're facilities where people are working with dummies that are in beds that are moving around, and they have hands-on training. It's really spectacular to see.
During one of the breaks off air, somebody said this is a great time to be 18, and you had a real interesting response.
I said to get up off the couch. Come outside and we'll hire you.
It is. There are all kinds of opportunities here, and for the people that are, woe is me, I can't get hired, there's ways you can get training so you can get hired in a really good job.
And if you want to change jobs, if you're working someplace where you're not, you don't see that you're going to get ahead, there's the ability to come out and be retrained to accomplish something different in life. We can bring people out of the military into the workforce mm-hmm. programs. We can give them credit for their training in the military and what they've done. They make great people to work with.
Dr. Gray, every time you come in and we talk about, there's just so many facets to workforce development. And this whole infrastructure academy is just another example of Germana taking something and just really running with it.
Yes, Ted. Again, Germana wants to be the number one education facility that you think of, whether that is a quick training or an associate's degree. We want you to think of us first. And so, again, please never hesitate to reach out to us. Ben Sherman at germana.edu, Enrollment Lab at germana.edu. We will answer all of your questions.
We've got to do this again soon. Thank you again so much for coming in. Dr. Shoshana Gray, the Vice President of Academic Affairs and Workforce Development. Ed Dalrymple, Ed, it's great to meet you. I have heard so much about you. And to have you here, I hope you can come back soon. You had a trip to get here this morning, but I appreciate you getting up a little bit earlier and coming in.
No problem.
That is it. Thank you for listening. Again, germana.edu for these programs or other programs. Just a real jewel in our community and in a place to look with for you or for your kids. Stay safe. We'll see you in the morning.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear Town Talk anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.